This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 205 of the Freedom Audio Show. In this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about how there's this big misconception of how people will get attracted to you on the internet, okay? And I want to plant the seed for you guys today because I got an interesting email from one of my students the other day, and he was a little bit upset about the fact that he had to make video in order to make his sales convert. And you know, if this gentleman is listening to this episode, again, this is not a poke at him, but it's just a really great lesson for everybody that's just listening to my stuff, you know, and listening to this this audio show. And basically his concern was that if he was to do video in order to sell some sort of product online, then, you know, the market that he's trying to go into, which is a Western market, he's worried that it's a very racist market because he's not white, he's not Caucasian, right? And so he was worried that if he was to do video, if he was to get in front of the camera, then people aren't gonna convert because, you know, he thinks that they're quote unquote racist and they're not gonna buy from somebody that is not white or not Caucasian, right? And this is a completely legitimate, feeling and concern to have as a marketer, because I also went through the same experience, especially if you're not white and you're not Caucasian, right? And maybe you live in the US or you live in the UK, Australia, or you live in Asia and you're trying to sell to the rest of the world, you might think that the reason why people aren't buying from you is because you're brown, you're yellow, you're green, you're purple, you're orange, whatever the color of your skin is, right? And after failing for 8 years from 2009 to 2016, I also started to think that the reason why people weren't buying from me was because I'm Chinese, okay? And that is, you know, one of those irrational fears and irrational thoughts and insecurities that might go through your mind if you've been failing for a very, very long time, because after a while, you just don't know what you know, else could be the problem. You know, especially if you're taking action and you're doing everything that the course is telling you to do or the gurus are telling you to do, but you're still not making sales, then you might start to think that there's something wrong with you, okay? And so what I told this gentleman was, I was like, listen, you know, it's a perfectly legitimate concern, but I just want to let you know that that's not how the internet works. You see, the thing is that not everybody that you sell to, first of all, is racist, okay? Yes, there are some racist people out there, but there's a lot less racist people than you actually think, right? The other thing is that not everybody that you sell to is necessarily going to be white or Caucasian, right? The world is a big place. You know, there's lots of brown people, there's lots of black people, there's lots of yellow people too, right? And all sorts of, you know, shades and colors in between, right? And the reality is that people are going to connect with you just for the person that you are. So I'll give you a perfect example. Not everybody is going to connect with me, right? Even though, you know, I think that I've got a pretty good brand and, you know, I try to market the best of my ability. For whatever reason, there are people out there that are just not going to like my stuff. And that's okay, because the whole goal of doing well online is you don't want to attract everybody, right? You can't possibly attract everybody. That's not really how marketing works. What you want to do is you want to put your best stuff out there. You want to add value. You want to train. You want to teach. You want to explain your particular topic to your specific audience that actually wants to learn that information, right? You want to take a stance in your marketing, okay? You want to have a position. You want to create polarity. That means you want to push people to one side and pull people to another side. And some people are going to hate you for that, but some people are going to love you, right? Now, the people that are going to love you for that, they will come in all shades of colors, okay? They're going to be white, they're going to be brown, they're going to be black, they're going to be yellow, they're going to be green, they're going to be orange. And that's just the way that it works. You're just going to attract whoever you attract. And that's what I found when I started getting really good at this stuff, okay? And so that's what I told this individual. I'm like, you have a huge misconception that the only people that you're going to sell to are white, okay? And it's also a huge misconception that all white people are racist, because they're obviously not, okay? And the reality is not whether somebody is racist or not, it's how you attract a certain type of person towards you or not. Are you going to attract every single person? No, you're not, but that's okay, because that's not your market. You just want to attract whoever you need to attract, and that's it, right? Now, moving on from that, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do video in order to get conversions and sales inside of your marketing, right? The beauty about the internet and doing video and creating content in general is that there's so many ways to create content, right? There's so many ways to create video. So let's just talk about video for a second now, right? A lot of people think that you have to show your face, you have to do what's called a talking head video, but that's just not true. There are so many ways to do video. For example, if you wanted to, you could do a PowerPoint style video where you're literally just showing words and pictures. You could do an animation style video. So there's so much free and paid, you know, animation software out there. You could create cartoon style videos. You could create whiteboard style videos. Or if you wanted to, you could just record your screen. You never even ever have to show your face in order for you to gain, get people to know, like, and trust you so that they will eventually build a virtual relationship from you, feel comfortable enough with you that they want to buy the products that you recommend, okay? So there's a lot of different options when it comes to video. And video is just a great conversion medium. That's all it is, because that's what people like to consume. If you think about it, think of all the big social media platforms out there, right? You've got your Facebooks, you've got your Instagrams, you've got your TikToks, you've got your LinkedIns, right? You got your Snapchats. Now, what do all of these social media platforms have in common? Now, even though a lot of them didn't start off with video, a lot of them now allow video. Think about it, right? Instagram now has Instagram Reels. YouTube obviously have now both long form and short form videos. They got the regular videos and they got the YouTube Shorts, right? You've got, Snapchat, which is purely video, right? You've got TikTok, which is all short form video. Yeah, you got Facebook, which is images and videos, long form, short form, all sorts of different types of videos. You can stream live as well on YouTube, on Facebook, sorry, right? And so with every single platform, they understand that people like to consume video, okay? Which is why video is a very powerful medium, but there's so many different ways to do video. And so I told this gentleman, look, if you're worried about your face, you know, if you're worried about putting yourself out there and you really do have that irrational thought that people might be a little bit racist, then you don't ever actually have to show your face. You can do other forms of video. But even if he did put his face out there, if he put himself out there and he did a talking head style video, he would be absolutely fine as long as he executed the video right, okay? Now, what else can you do besides video? Well, there's so many different forms. If you think about Instagram is mainly posts. They're beautiful posts, and you never ever have to show your face on those posts, right? So that's one way. If you were doing LinkedIn marketing, you could write long-form articles. You know, LinkedIn is very, very popular right now for long-form articles, right? You could do blogging, which is also article writing, right? You could post really great pictures on Facebook, for example. And there's so many other pieces of content. If you do advertising, you could do display ads, right? Display ads, all they are is they're just banners, right? They're just interesting banners, advertising banners that hit a certain pain point of your audience members, and it kind of pulls them in, right, to whatever marketing you're doing. So again, video is just one element, and there's so many different ways to do video. And ultimately, at the end of the day, people are going to connect with you for the person that you are. Not everybody is going to connect with you, but that's okay, because that's not who you want. Your audience is not the entire world. Your audience is a small group of people that need the solution that you're trying to give them in order to solve their pain. That is all it is, all right? So the seed that I want to plant in your head today, whether, you know, everybody is going to connect with you or not, because the reality is that not everybody is going to connect with you, right? What you want to do is you want to put your best material out there in the best way that you know how, teach, train, explain, all right? And then at the same time, execute it in a great way that allows people to consume that content. And as long as you're giving value and you're solving problems, there will be people all over the world, all sorts of shades, all sorts of colors, that are going to get to know, like, and trust you. You're going to build magnetism, and that's how you recommend products, and that's how you make sales and conversions, right? And that is really the formula to doing really, really well. And anybody can do this. I've seen people from all walks of life use this exact formula to make a lot of money online. You just have to believe that it works. You just have to execute it in a good way, and you're going to do really, really well. So I hope that seed is going to be planted very deep in the back of your mind, because it's very, very important that you understand that that's how real marketing works. That's how the real world works. And if you execute this in the right way, you're going to do really, really well. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. I'll speak to you very soon on the next episode. Take care.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.